Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ is reporting the latest about Trey Songz being sued by a Detroit cop who says the rapper punched him in the face with a closed fist. Sergeant Robert Avery says on December 28, 2016, he was working a crowd and working crowd control at a Trey concert. Now, during the performance, Trey said, "If an N-word cut me off, I'm going to F crazy." Now, that reference was to the fact that the venue turned off the stage lighting because the concert had run too long, and this does happen. Trey ended up hurling heavy equipment off the stage and then jumping off the stage himself, picking up a mic stand, threw it, and hit a photographer, who's also suing. Sergeant Avery arrested Trey, tried to take him into custody when they say Trey fought him and struck him in the face. The officer fell to the ground. Ooh, that's not good. Hit his head on the concrete. He allegedly suffered visible bruising and swelling to his right temple, as well as a contusion to his left forehead. He also hurt his hip. Trey was arrested and charged with assaulting, resisting, and obstructing a police officer, as well as aggravated assault, pleading guilty to two counts of disturbing the peace. As for his middle finger mugshot, the documents say Songz refused to cooperate during the booking process, and you can see that at TMZ.com. Also on TMZ, they're reporting that Janet Jackson called the cops on her baby daddy due to a welfare check. That don't make no sense. Law enforcement sources say Janet made a call to Malibu authorities late Saturday night asking cops to check in on her son, who was with her estranged husband. They were told that police did in fact check in, but found no one to be in danger. Sources say cops told the two parties, Janet and Wassam, who is her estranged husband in the case, to handle the matter civilly. It's unclear if Janet was on the scene or not. According to Entertainment Tonight, which first reported the incident, Janet supposedly tipped to some alleged aggressive behavior displayed by Wassam, which concerned a nanny enough to alert Janet. So it wasn't a welfare check. It was like a welfare checkup. Get it? Okay. Cat Williams is under investigation again, this time by the feds. They're going after his ex-girlfriend in an attempt to get dirt on him. TMZ is reporting that sources close to Cat's ex and former Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star Hazel E, she says that IRS agents in street clothes showed up at her door a few days ago unannounced to question her about Cat and his financial dealings. It's also said that at first, Hazel wouldn't open the door, but they refused to leave and threatened to come back with a search warrant if she didn't cooperate. So she let them in, and that's that. Chief Keef was shot in New York City. Police are in search of two unknown men who shot Chief Keef early Saturday morning. According to reports, shots were fired around 5 a.m. in the W Hotel in New York City, Times Square, as the Chicago rapper was returning to the hospital. Luckily, the bullets missed a 22-year-old and hit the hotel sign. Reports are claiming the two shooters were dressed in black hoodies and fled the scene. Chief Keef's team released a statement as of his safety. Chief Keef, who was in New York for an event along with his team and the other members of Glory Boys Entertainment that were traveling with him, are safe. It's unknown how many shots were fired, but uncovered at the scene were two shell casings. The rapper has not responded himself to the shooting, and about an hour before the fiasco, he posted an image on Instagram of him outside of a corner store. Not sure why that's relevant information, but I'm glad he's okay.